Take a slow, deep breath in. Gently release it. Loneliness can feel heavy in the body. Notice where you feel it right now. In your chest, in your stomach, in the quiet of the room. Inhale once more. As you exhale, know that God wants to meet you here, right where you are. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Father, I don't want to pretend that I'm okay. Loneliness is this persuasive companion that pierces my heart. It makes me feel sad, unseen, forgotten, disconnected, and empty. Even when I'm surrounded by people, I still feel invisible. Sometimes I feel overlooked or misunderstood, and I wonder if anyone truly knows me. You promise in your word that you will never leave me, and you are near to the brokenhearted. Help me to believe and to feel that today, Father. Take a moment to silently tell God where you feel most alone right now. Name the ache instead of minimizing it. The empty spaces, unanswered texts, or friendships that have shifted. Perhaps a relationship you long for but don't have right now. Thank you, Father, that you are not uncomfortable with this prayer. You don't rush me past it or tell me to get over it. You see that place. You see me there. Your word says you're not indifferent to isolation, but attentive to it. You care about connection. You care about my heart. Even still, I feel so alone. Jesus, you said in John 14:18, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. You know what abandonment feels like. You understand rejection. You understand being misunderstood. You promise your presence, not as a concept, but as a companion. Help me experience that companionship now. Hebrews 13:5 says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Not sometimes. Not when I feel spiritual. Not when I have everything together. Never. Even when the room is quiet, even when the phone doesn't ring, even when others are absent, you remain steady, unchanging, loving, and kind. Imagine Jesus sitting across from you. His attention is not divided. He is not distracted. His eyes are steady. You are fully seen. Father, sometimes loneliness tells me lies that I'm unworthy of connection. that I will always feel this way, that I am invisible. Replace those lies with your truth. I am seen by you. I am known by you. I am accompanied by you all the days of my life. Open my heart to your steady presence. When I'm tempted to withdraw completely, gently draw me toward light. When I'm tempted to believe I don't matter, remind me that you call me by my name. Be the faithful companion my heart longs for. Sit with Jesus, knowing that he loves you deeply and longs to give you the desires of your heart. Ask him to bring you a friend or give you ideas on where you can meet people he wants you to befriend. Lord, I also ask for courage. If there are steps you want me to take toward connection, give me the strength to reach out, show up, and ask for help. But even before circumstances change, ground me in your nearness. You are Emmanuel, God with us, God with me. Jesus, thank you that I am never spiritually abandoned. Thank you for your presence that fills even empty rooms. Thank you for sitting with me in the quiet. Let me feel, even subtly, the steadiness of your companionship. Take one slow breath in. And as you exhale, quietly pray, "You are with me." Again, inhale, exhale, "You are with me." Father, thank you that loneliness does not have the final word. Your presence does. Walk with me through this season. Help me trust that you are working in ways I don't yet understand. Remain close to me. Help me rest in your faithful companionship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Before you go, if you want to start every day with a moment that truly matters, I invite you to listen to our First 15 podcast. It's created to help you encounter God in the first 15 minutes of your day, so you can live fully from His love all day long. Search First 15 and begin your mornings with meaning.